This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Leanne McAdoo is going to be in studio coming in about 15 minutes. She's getting sued, along with Fox News, myself, and others, for questioning mainstream media reports. Absolutely. And then they libel, they defame us, and they say things we didn't say in the suits. But the lawyers are like, no, this will be thrown out. The Western District of Virginia doesn't usually do that, but we feel like this will just probably be thrown out right away, or then it'll just be summary judgment. And then there's slapback provisions, but it's a university. They've never seen that. Usually they're pro-free speech. So this is death by a thousand cuts, but you're backing us. You're supporting us. We've got Zach for this segment, a little bit more than the next. Zach, again, is an amazing intel source. He's actually a public figure. He's been in major news articles, been in national television as a patriot, decorated individual that works in other clandestine areas, non-Army Special Operations now. And he comes on the show, and just the info he gives us is right lined up with my other sources and what they say is going on. So you were continuing. This is a short segment, a little bit longer segment coming up. With this total war we're in, and the left is getting more shrill, more panic, more crazy. But suddenly I've seen some of them, the Joy Behars, Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, they're all coming out saying, okay, we're sorry, Hillary needs to go away, maybe Trump's not that bad. I'm starting to see them realize that they've lost.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the more they start picking at it, they're going to, if they really want investigations, they better be careful, you know, what they're wishing for, because they're going to get it. And it's really going to uncover what's really been done here. So now you see them, a lot of the deep state actors in the far left there, but they're really playing this Russian card real hard. And we just got to be clear here. We cannot blame the entire Russian Federation for the actions of rogue deep state actors who happen to be Russian. But make no mistake, they're being ran by the same deep state that sabotages our country, that attacks our country just like anywhere else.
Explain to people that Russia is infiltrated by the same globalists we are, and to claim that, oh, it's coming from IP addresses in Russia, I mean, that's the easiest way to frame somebody ever.
Absolutely. I mean, these are pretty murky and difficult waters to decipher. But, you know, yeah, technically they are Russian. But they're deep state actors. They're enemies of the Russian Federation. So you can't just tie somebody's name to it and, you know, blame an entire...
Well, that's like Russian bots sending Michael Moore to a demonstration anti-Trump. Most of it's anti-Trump.
It's real dangerous. And, you know, especially with this, they're expelling their... them in the UK, they're having some real issues here, and Trump's kind of signing on to it. But I got a feeling that Trump and Putin have communicated quite well, and he's really letting, you know, everyone see what's going on here.
So you think this is for public consumption, so that the globalists can't push this Russian narrative?
Yeah, there's no question. This happens right when Tillerson's about to leave, right when the CIA gets the shake up, there. And
so Trump's, you know, neutralizing his flank.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Tillerson telling people to remain at their posts in that farewell speech is very bizarre, and it needs to be looked into. And, of course, a lot of people are looking into it. But, you know, Russia here is fighting a war in Syria that, you know, with all due respect, we started over decades. So they're actually physically, you know, taking care of this, you know, this radical Islamic threat. They're getting their name dragged through the mud with the collusion crap. And now all of a sudden they're being attributed to all these assassinations around the world to these individuals who happen to be Russian connected. Yeah, it's other... There's bad factions in Russia, but to blame the entire federation that's trying to get on its feet is really dangerous, and it gets real hard to decipher because technically they are Russian.
And right before the Putin election, they do something in the Russian factions to embarrass Putin.
Absolutely.
And then they leave a trail so the British, MI6, famously corrupt, can wave that in front of Trump and make him blame Russia.
Absolutely. Get us involved in a major real kinetic conflict that will stifle and stop all the progress that we're making globally and give them cover to, you know, do other things behind the scenes from a deep state level.
So that's,
you know,
the globalist end game, is start a bigger war to derail America coming back.
Well, that's all they got here. Their funding's drying up. They have to pull out all the stops. They're going to go for broke. And, you know, this is pretty good cover for them to try to just buy time, because that's all they got, because they are hurtling toward the inevitable. They're done. gone. They're going to be prosecuted. The money's gone. But if they can somehow get us into a war with Russia, make no mistake, it will be a distractory enough event to, you know, provide some cover and just buy them time.
Let's talk about that. How do we stop the globalists triggering a war with Russia with Zach on the other side? Couldn't be a more important topic. And Leanne's coming in. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. Or the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zach is a former Army Special Operations officer, patriot that still works in areas of clandestine industry in the government, and he's a great source. We have had so many things he breaks down here on air end up coming true or unfolding. A lot of what he talks about dovetails with the QAnon, but my other sources in the Pentagon and other areas, they're saying the same things. It's just that, Zach, you get to hear from somebody who's got that same understanding and mindset to give you that best thinking perspective. So now you've got this former GRU colonel out of Russian intelligence who's been in the UK over a decade. He ends up with his daughter getting nerve gassed out on a porch outside of a little shop, a little five and dime grocery store. They get found. They get taken in critical condition. Then we hear, oh, within days, it's the Russians. They did it. And Zach's saying the intel he's got is that there's a trail back to Russia to make it look like that. Well, Russia's 160, 170 million people. It's three times geographically the size of the U.S. Just like Soros spends billions trying to overthrow Russia, 80% of the Russian bots, which are still small compared to other bots, were just, that's how you get around campaign finance law. You go spend money in a foreign country, and then you affect the election. There were hundreds of countries that had bots, and most of it was for Hillary. You remember during the campaign, Hillary was being shoveled down your throat. Conservatives were getting blocked and all the rest of it. So then 600,000 Twitter users that ever had a Russian bot post on their page, even just a comment, oh, you're now a Russian agent. So Zach was getting into the attempts by the globalists, by the leftist stay-behind networks, to trigger a war with Russia. It's all they've got left with their networks drying up. So we've got 7 minutes left before we go to break and come back with Leanne McAdoo. Recap all that critical information, Zach, and then roll through it any other points.
Yes, you know, and basically what's going on, I mean, it's not hard to figure out. And I know that the White House knows this just due to the collusion fiasco. You know, they're drawing all these things that there's nothing there. They know there's nothing there. So when Russia's being persecuted for all these issues, it's not too hard to tell that this is ridiculous and it's along the same thinking. It's the same people. We can't blame the entire Russian Federation for the actions of rogue deep state actors who happen to be Russian. And obviously our intel communities know this, and the White House obviously knows this. There's some things out here for public consumption that are going on, but Trump knows what's going on, and eventually, you know, Trump and Putin will get along, and this will all work out, I'm sure of. But, you know, when you start doing things like this, things escalate very quickly, so we do have to keep an eye on it. But this is all meant to give them cover and just buy them time. All the while, in that speech at Miramar, Trump also, while talking to the Marines, spoke about the Space Force. So this is what they're trying to stifle, because this is the biggest.
And by the way, you said that months ago. You said Trump's going to announce big stuff in space, and that's on record.
In that speech at Miramar, Trump announced the Space Force to be created. You know, he says in the speech, "We're going to make Colonel John Glenn proud." He speaks of going to Mars very soon as well. Then he emphasized that we would be doing none of this if Hillary Clinton had even won, because they do not want there to be a multiplanetary future that's human-based. You know, that's more ground for them to cover.
And by the way, that's what Musk and others have said. That's what I've said decades ago. The globalists want a transhumanist into our life form, merging with machines, total power trip. And Trump and this whole movement is just about having a human future. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect, but this is a pragmatic, pro-capitalist human future where humans get to decide what they want to do with their own personal evolution.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of this information started to come out now. Under the past administrations, space exploration was completely just dampered and just, you know, handcuffed for obvious reasons. They got to keep us fighting at each other's necks. They got to play the race card, because there's only one race that matters once you go multiplanetary, and that's the human race. That's really hard to fight against each other if you realize we're all of the same blood type. We're all of the same blood. We're all of the same.
And there's unlimited space, unlimited resources.
You go multiplanetary, the race car gets thrown right out the window, because we have to, you know, broaden our horizons, really start thinking outside of the box, and they know that. And that's just something that happens immediately when we leave this planet and go to the moon and set up bases, and go to Mars and set up bases. And this is not conspiratorial. This is Elon Musk just a week ago.
This is a fact. They put out their leftist conspiracy theory that space travel doesn't happen. It's got to all be robot. Let's talk about these new systems they discovered.
Absolutely. So, you know, Thomas Zurbuchen, the NASA science mission director, comes out with the TRAPPIST-1 system, the discovery of it. They're looking at it. And what the TRAPPIST-1 system is a group of seven planets with atmospheres much like our own. And, you know, he explains that finding a second Earth is not a question of if, but when. And this is the working theory. This is what we're going towards. But it's specifically at the helm of it. This is going to be a pro-human expansion. This is going to be a pro-human exploration. And, you know, the Silicon Valley sultans can't stand this in real time, as Trump is telling the troops that we're going to have a space force, as we're having...
Because they want a total monopoly here on Earth with us into their forced reality, into their false reality to play God. They don't want the big expansion. And people say, oh, it's impossible. Folks, we're already 99% there with the technology we've got. Well, look how far we've already come. We're unstoppable. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And you know, at the same time, Trump's laying this all out with his National Space Council, and he's speaking to the Marines. Elon Musk is in the ATX in Austin there in your backyard, speaking at South by Southwest, supporting and reaffirming what the president is laying out, because of course they're working closely together via the DOD. And Elon laid it all out for the world to hear, specifically the anti-humanity Silicon Valley sultans and the globalists. He loudly emphasized that human civilizations are coming to the moon. Human civilizations are coming to Mars. And, you know, he speaks in straightforward terms and warns of the AI. He says, if people haven't watched that speech that happened about a week ago, they need to watch it. He says, he says he is as close to it as anybody, and it scares the hell out of him. He says, the advent of AI is more dangerous than nuclear warheads by leaps and bounds, without question. And he calls on President Trump to form a human public panel to oversee all of it. He says, it's much more than the nuclear weapons. We have people overseeing all the nuclear weapons, of course. We have to have a human.
And that's what I've always been saying, is we need a human preservation defense league. And we have to, because the globalists, again, are such human haters, they believe they're going to become this new alien. And the media always says, oh, Jones claims that Silicon Valley are aliens. No, they all say that they believe they're going to become these transcendent gods. This is their weird satanic religion. And it's so good to suddenly see this all over the news. But I'm not bragging, but I've been warning everyone for 20 years, reading what the globalists were saying and doing. And I'm just wondering, when you were in the military a decade ago or so, I mean, were people talking about this then? How is it all suddenly everything we talk about is now the front page?
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on. It's been planned for quite some years. It's been stifled and kind of held back because people didn't want this to happen. But now that Trump's in the White House, it's all really coming to fruition and it's coming out. And, you know, it's inevitable and it's going to happen if we're not sabotaged. And Trump's doing everything in his power not to allow us to be sabotaged. While he's addressing the Marines and letting them know that we're going to the stars, you have Elon Musk at South by Southwest saying the advent of digital superintelligence must be symbiotic with humanity. It must be symbiotic with humanity. He emphasizes over and over and over. Then he calls on entrepreneurs to support him because they're going to need industry and infrastructure on the moon and Mars in the future. This is the push for the future, and this is what they're trying to suppress because they have a real problem with interpersonal personal affairs playing the race card when we leave this planet, because we're all of one race.
Sure, and if you look at everything the globalists do, splitting men and women, splitting people because of color, it's all like it's an alien force, the globalists sabotaging anything we're going to do because they think, oh, investment in space takes away from us. No, it's a non-zero-sum game. You create all of our new economies came out of the space race. The whole new system has to come from off-world investment. That's what we've got to do. That's what creates the new economy.
Absolutely. And this is the future. It's just incredible to witness this all. We're actually living in it. We're a part of it. And to be caught up and to just be, just held down and have an anchor around our ankles with just internal conflicts that are fabricated is ridiculous. And Trump's calling them out. And with the shuffle going on, the diplomatic flanking of the CIA director, the State Department, Guantanamo Bay, our foreign allies, really doing everything, we are allowing ourselves to unshackle from those binds and really go to the stars, because it's inevitable.
That's right. Well, it's better to destroy ourselves, and the globalists are a breakaway civilization siphoning everything off for themselves to do this. They don't want this for everybody. Amazing, Zach. Thank you for the time. Look forward to having you here in person very soon and releasing your identity to folks. We'll be right back with critical breaking news with Leanne McAdoo, your calls and more. Stay with us.
If you're suffering from backaches and arthritis, safe, soothing, odorless Topperson Pain Relief Cream is for you. Topperson will also help your everyday aches and pains, joint pain, muscle cramping, and much more. Topperson is so sure you'll find our products beneficial, we're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Topperson Pain Relief Cream is available at CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and at thousands of independent pharmacies and natural markets. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm picking up a fake transmission. I think it's Alex Jones calling.
On screen.
But here's the good news, chumps. You think you're going to assassinate Trump, shut down the unity, and bully a bunch of us into going along with you?
I deserve power.
You're wrong for being willing to have a fight, wanting one at this point. And only the dumbest morons buying your SJW globalist George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So to George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to Haiti, where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
The globalists really are trying to shut down free speech, not just here, but worldwide. Leanne McAdoo is here in studio with us. She, again, about a year ago, moved to take care of her grandmother who had serious surgery, but she comes back and works with us and does reports on the road. And she was already scheduled to be here for months when this lawsuit came out against her. And here it is, Leanne. Fox News and Alex Jones are being sued for conspiracy mongering. And then we get defined as conspiracy mongers, saying investigate the unsolved murder of Seth Rich. That's what Fox is being sued for. That's also listed in their suit. This doesn't even make any sense. And you're in there. And here's another one. New lawsuit reveals challenges of taking fake news peddlers. Oh, they define us as that, to court. And they even basically admit there's nothing there. The lawyers have looked. It's just a defamation statement in the 70-page lawsuit against Alan West and others. And they say that I called them crisis actors and that it was all fake. Again, they defame me again, but say, don't listen to him because they'll know I didn't say that. So this is next level, Leanne, and you've been listed in this. We were looked at the video that they use in their evidence. You don't say anything. At least Stranahan says nothing. I mean, not one-tenth of what I've said, and I didn't say what they said I said, which would still be protected, my lawyers say. So now, though, Fox News sued saying, don't investigate my son's death, even though they put a reward out. Just don't look at it anymore. I mean, this is the end of investigative journalism if this goes through.
Right. I mean, you're not allowed to question the official narrative. And as we know, this is something that is they've been setting us up for this for quite some time. I mean, even the fact that the term conspiracy theory was a weaponized term by the CIA to stop people from questioning the official government narrative. But now they're having to contend with the fact that videos can go viral. And so now they're really trying to, again, use this term, conspiracy theorist or conspiracy monger, that I guess that's the new term, to just delegitimize anything that is being said. And now will they go ahead and talk to you about what is in the video or what we're saying? Or do they just say, oh, well, you know, there was also another Chobani lawsuit. Literally had nothing to do with what was being said in the video.
And by the way, we later learned with Chobani, they settled it. I'm not supposed to, but then I figured out what it was about. It was a press release. It
right.
was PR.
And that's what this is as well.
And so I'm not going to tell you what happened with Chobani because it's sealed, but let's just say this. I can't even say it.
They took
Oh, my God. My bank account got bigger the other day when a check came in. I mean, the point is that this is PR, folks. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're noticing is that they're, even just to have this out there in the news, it's like they're using these to stack the deck to say, oh, see, well, there was this, there's this, there's that. They don't give their readers any actual information as to the content or
the
outcome. It's just to create this narrative.
The creator of Pepe the Frog in 2015, the Daily Dot, and other publications said, it's free, there's no trademark, no copyright, use it. He just got, late last year, his trademark on a poster we were selling before that somebody else made where Pepe's only a small part. It's totally protected. There's not even a debate. But they don't care. They just want the headline that I stole intellectual property and I'm being sued.
Right.
So, again, I have to sue these people back, and that's what we're doing. It's Leanne, though, did you ever think we'd be right at the center of this, though? You've been working here, 5 years?
Well, you know, I think what really kind of the 2016 election kind of sealed it for me, where it was just like, wow, we are really in there. I mean, Hillary Clinton said your name during one of her speeches.
Well, she called me Darkheart.
Yeah.
And then she sicked the entire army against me and ran ads, edited what we said to be deceptive.
Exactly. And that to me sort of underscores and gives me a little bit of faith that everything is going to be okay, because even with all of those attacks, we still came out on top. And the American people still came out on top. President Trump was elected. So even with all of this misinformation that's out there, all of these weaponized terms, the policing of words, the policing now of your thoughts, you can't even commit a thought crime. Or you're
all over the world, including the U.S., they're banning advertising the name Jesus, and they're taking Easter out of all the calendars. I mean, it's incredible how they got the universities. You have a degree from UT in journalism. Was it that bad when you were there a decade ago?
You know, I kind of tapped out of my higher education, and of course I went all the way and got my degree, but yeah, I mean, it's like total leftist propaganda coming out of the universities and clearly out of the middle school, high schools as well.
And now they're telling students, oh, you can't march pro-gun with a sign saying people kill people, not guns.
Right.
You go to the principal's office.
Right, and that's it. I mean, we are just seeing this unprecedented attack on
everybody
policing words and thoughts. So if you want to have a sign that says guns don't kill people, people kill people, you're going to get that sign taken away. But, you know,
and we're showing video of the principal, the articles on Infowars.com in America, sending him to the principal's office for his sign.
Right, and then we have another Ohio student suspended for refusing to leave the classroom during this gun control walkout. So your protests are, which, by the way, other signs were like, Western civilization has got to go. So this is what these kids are saying. Yes, Western civilization, which brought you the protected right to go out and protest, right, that's got to go. But, you know, to protest, but to not go out and protest, that's going to get you in trouble.
And they're ordering teachers to go, or they get suspended. Principals that say it's bull are getting fired.
Right.
And again, this is really happening. They got the universities to be these anti-free speech bubbles, and now the cancers are shooting tentacles out and suing us to end our speech.
Exactly. And there was actually a poll that came out just recently where it was talking, you know, with students about, you know, how they feel about free speech and inclusion. And it was kind of positive in the sense that the majority of these students are really for free speech and not for curtailing.
And that's why Generation Z, they're saying, is the most libertarian, pro-free speech ever, because they're in these schools being brainwashed and they're rebelling. Just like 50 years ago, 60, they were too right-wing,
right,
and that made them rebel leftists.
Right. Well, here's the rub, is that one of the questions in the survey asked them to then choose. All right, well, when it comes to choosing which objective is more important to a democracy, is it free speech or promoting an inclusive society?
Oh.
And then they were like, oh, well, inclusion is more important. But that's the thing. Here in the United States, we don't have to choose. The beauty of free speech is literally,
well, that's the
inclusion.
Whole game. They're saying, get rid of free speech, that creates inclusion. No, that creates nightmare tyranny,
right.
1984, Nazi Germany, Soviet Union, Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge, Venezuela, nightmare. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more on the other side.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the former.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And look, if we're successful in taking the country back, I'll stop running that liner. But we still haven't gotten the country back. Got a beachhead in D.C. It's not perfect. But Trump's latest firings and what he's doing shows he's for real. And we're right down to the end of the country. But the globalists aren't stopping. And I warned everybody when they sued us last week, that they were coming after everybody in investigative journalism. And now Seth Rich, shot repeatedly in the back, his mother wanting an investigation, putting out a $25,000 reward. You know, all of this, all the stuff that went on with Seth Rich and Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening police on TV, you better give me the laptops back, and the Awan brothers, and all the foreign infiltration, and Assange saying it wasn't over the internet, we were given it by an insider, and they keep calling it a Russian hack, and then the NSA experts look at it and say it was downloaded inside the DNC at the, you know, rate it was downloaded. They can see that, and then we're not supposed to question that, or we get sued? Do listeners understand? And to see all the rest of the media, New York Mag, you name it, gleefully saying, oh, look, we put tinfoil on Congressman Alan Westhead and tinfoil on Alex Jones and tinfoil on Jim Hoff. They're crazy. No, they know we've broken a lot of massive stories, so they misrepresent what we say, and then they call for us to be banned. I mean, aren't people outraged by this? Leanne McAdoo, you got a ton of news that ties into this.
No, they're not outraged, and honestly, you know, that's one of the things that's really bothering me the most about people calling and asking for a statement or whatever, and it's just like they're salivating, oh, I'm a reporter here, and you said, do you stand by what you say? It's like...
They flip it. You're being persecuted
right.
by every historical yardstick. You literally did nothing in the interview with Lee Stranahan. People, in fact, you put it on screen, the name of the interview. People could see the evil. What was the headline? It was Bombshell?
Bombshell connection between Soros, Charlottesville, or something.
Chaos, yeah. So we've got the video on there. We can put it on screen. It's on YouTube. There it is. Bombshell connection between Soros, between Charlottesville, Soros, and CIA.
And they don't talk at all about what we were actually reporting on, which was just the similarities in some of the protests.
No, they say, Leanne says nobody died, and crisis actors were in Parkland, and there's Martian moon bases.
I literally did not say a thing. I didn't say the person's name. I didn't. It's just. It was kind of brought up like a, oh, and by the way,
it's defamatory,
this is curious,
us.
And this is a coincidence. I mean, why isn't anyone talking about this? That's literally all it is, but you are not allowed to ask about curious coincidences.
And that's what my lawyers said. They said, because there's been others before, they said, well, there might be an issue here, but not. They're like, this is crazy. This is the biggest attack ever. They're arguing for the overturn of the First Amendment. They reverse everything the Supreme Court said. He said, these professors are like banging their head into a wall.
Right. And the journalists are like, are you going to say, you know, you're protected by the First Amendment? It's just like, wow.
Well, it's like their job to try to create this atmosphere to get rid of the First Amendment. I mean, they're now admitting they want to get rid of the Second.
Right. And they're.
Remember all those years it was fake news. Nobody wants your guns. Nobody wants to repeal it. Now, Bill Maher, the New York Times, NBC, they're all saying repeal it, repeal it, repeal it, repeal it.
Exactly.
But Bernie Sanders goes and gives a speech and has five armed guards. That's okay because he's a communist.
And then you have kids being taught in school that they have to make a choice when it comes to free speech, whether they're going to
Get back into that. Tell folks the that's amazing.
Whether they'll choose. So this was a poll. This is coming out of the Federalist. One question in a poll of college students crystallizes the debate over free speech. So they're taking this poll, and almost 90% of students say protection of free speech is extremely or very important to American democracy. You know, this is looking good. Two-thirds also believe hate speech shouldn't be protected by the First Amendment, which I'm pretty sure it is not.
So it's all definitional. They go, that's what I love to say to me. They go, we have our speech, you're going to be banned.
Right.
And I go, that's not free speech.
Well, so they understand the value of free speech, but it's being now put across in a way that the students think they're going to have to choose, like Twitter, Facebook. Well, you got to choose. Do we protect free speech or do we have an inclusive society? As if the First Amendment does not already protect having an inclusive
society. And then the leftists say they can kill us. The leftists say they want to shut us up. They can bully us all day, though. But if we just criticize them, we're taking off.
Right.
This is authoritarianism. It's here. So they take. What do we do, McAdoo? Because they've taken these bubbles of anti-free speech worldwide, these government globalist-run universities. They've built up armies of anti-free speech people. Now they're deploying them to take over all the big tech giants, all the telecoms, Google, Facebook, Twitter, to censor us. What do we do?
Well, people need to understand what is happening here and understand that it's not just InfoWars that is under attack. Yes, if they want to set this precedent where we're not even allowed to question the official narrative or if our eyes are literally seeing something, but they're telling us, gaslighting us, saying that that's not what's going
on. Or we have five witnesses saying multiple shooters. We don't even know that's true. That's what the students are saying. And they ban those videos of real students.
Right. And this, it's not just going to be InfoWars under attack. We have
The day after they sued us, they sued Fox.
Right.
And they put us together.
Right.
They said Fox is involved in fake news. We're suing them. And then all Fox did was say, we're investigating Seth Rich's murder.
And again, it's controlling the words people are allowed to say, how they use them, and now getting down to policing people's thoughts. Because people are being trained, thanks to social media, to not even wrong think. Otherwise, their accounts are going to get taken down. They're not going to have their YouTube ads. You can't even question anything. And so there was an article a lot of people noticed. They weren't able to share this article. Why Democrats would lose the Second Civil War, too. And so this is an article. It was written by Kurt Schlichter out of the town hall. And so it's basically just giving this kind of theoretical story of, you know, if we were to actually have a second civil war, which people, you know, are talking could possibly happen, the Democrats would lose. Well, it's being spun. Here, this is the media. Seven most insane quotes about killing liberals in Kurt Schlichter's second civil war fantasy article. So now he's actually calling for killing liberals, right? So Twitter won't even let you share this article. And so you're not allowed to see this because, oh, that's, you know, meanwhile.
Well, they don't like us. It was the Democrats that lost the first time, too.
Exactly.
It points out, hey, you're the KKK. Hey, it's incredible.
Right. No, it's you can't.
They won't let me share articles about Margaret Sanger with the Klan rallies being Heil Hitler and then Time Magazine giving her Woman of the Year like 5 years ago.
Well, that's because
they don't want history known.
They've totally convinced the youth and others that Trump is literally Hitler, but they don't want you to understand history that Hitler literally took the guns, and that's why they had all those problems.
And Hitler literally thanked Margaret Sanger for giving him his plant.
Right.
Who was funded by the Rockefeller.
So Trump is literally Hitler, so let's let him take our guns away so that only the police...
They're now blocking on Twitter and Facebook trying to share videos. It's in the news saying that George Soros was a Nazi collaborator who had the best time of his life and is not sorry for all the Jews he helped round up and kill.
Right.
That's now anti-Semitic to expose a guy that rounded up Jews.
Right, and so that's my point. So on the one hand, you're not allowed to share this article, why Democrats would lose the Second Civil War, too, but if New York Times wants to glamorize Antifa, what to wear to smash the state. Anti-fascist activists believe in dressing for the job they want. Right now, many think that job is punching Nazis.
And that means anybody having free speech, they call you a Nazi.
Anybody,
and notice they're not smashing the state. Antifa wants a bigger state.
Exactly. And then they got behind Berkeley's semester of hate, again trying to normalize this violent political activism. We've got Yahoo News hailing the new generation of anti-gentrification activists who use violence to frighten off invaders, a.k.a. white people.
Huffington Post and others, and the Statesman have articles going, look at Jones trying to help the Blue Cat Cafe. Big deal, the windows got smashed and super glue put in there and cats starved and they're attacking people. They're white women that moved into a parking lot and then took care of cats. And then it's other weird white people leading the anti-gentrification. I mean, this is next level.
Right.
But we're like the Huffington Post is like all over the country. They're standing up to those white scumbags and punching them in the face.
Right, and that's the dangerous thing that's happening right now is they are policing words. They're policing thoughts, and they're telling you one thing about one side, and then...
And they're setting the precedent to put those women back up. No criminal record, nice liberal women taking care of cats. If they can let people attack women with cats, they know they can do anything. And the left is like, sick them! How dare you be nice to the cats?
Exactly. And this is like, again, eating their own.
And by the way, Leanne, we're not joking for new listeners. This is really happening.
Right. Right. And that's exactly. It's like, it's not just going to be... someone moving, it's going to be the cat lady that moves into the neighborhood and just wants to help out cats.
They're telling us
it's going to be taken down too.
Exactly. They're telling us be docile, be passive, do whatever we say while they radicalize all these folks for a takeover.
Right.
No, the answer is get aggressive, stand your ground and say no. And if your city council backs stuff like this, sue them.
Right.
I mean, let me tell you, Berkeley, Austin, all these people are evil. They know what they're doing. They're evil.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The good news is the globalists are starting to lose their stranglehold over national sovereignty and over people's minds. But they are filing thousands of lawsuits a week that we know of against liberty movement, against police departments that do their job, against conservatives, against Christians, you name it. And now, remember the lady that got shot in the back by the illegal alien who admitted he shot her and they wouldn't even charge him with manslaughter? The jury wouldn't even convict him of manslaughter? And he went free, deported four times, all sorts of background crimes. Well, then we tried to go out to a vigil after she was killed, and the jury, as virtue signaling, let him go. And they had Antifa there with guns, not letting Owen Schroyer go on the park, and the police did nothing. We have video of that. Well, now he's suing the feds for persecuting him, ever even deporting him. Illegal alien who was acquitted of murdering Kate Steinle sues the federal government for filing charges against him. Wow, he admits he shot her in the back And the virtue signaling lawyers are now representing in a lawsuit, and San Francisco and Oakland and all those cities are saying, resist ICE, even when they have warrants, even when they come for MS-13, resist. The governor says, we're standing against this when it's a federal jurisdiction. Imagine in Mexico. You know, when the police are having shootouts with drug dealers or whatever on the border of Cancun trying to keep it safe. And I like Mexico. I wish it would come back. Imagine if the Mexican federal government was told you can't come into a city and you can't deport people that are here illegally. They'd shoot you in the head. I mean, no one puts up with this crap. So this is open sedition. Leanne, get into it. This is amazing.
Right. So we have this illegal alien who was acquitted of murdering Kate Steinle. He's now suing the feds for vindictive prosecution. And so, as you mentioned, he wasn't charged with manslaughter because the jury said it could have been accidental.
But manslaughter means accidental.
Right. But they did convict
him. Only to give him 5 years, man. Blew a young woman apart.
They did convict him of felony possession of a weapon, right? So we agree he's a criminal. He had 7 previous felony convictions and had been deported 5 times before finding sanctuary.
And he was obviously mentally ill. The big problem is we don't have mental institutions anymore.
Right. And so now he's just saying that he's being subjected to unfair treatment. President Trump tweeted out how it was a disgraceful verdict in the Kate Steinle case. No wonder the people of our country are so angry with illegal immigration.
But he says he shot her in the back.
But it could, you know, could it, was it,
it was an accident. I just found it. Boom, shot her in the back. Okay.
But imagine having to just protect your political ideology, protect your wanting to push for sanctuary state so much that you know what's going on, but you'll just breathlessly fight for this guy. And if I was a taxpayer there in California, these are their taxpayer dollars that are paying for his defense. And can you imagine Kate Steinle's father? So now not only does this guy, you know, pretty much get off free, but now his tax dollars are going to pay for this guy's defense again. And we have, ironically, in order for him to prove his case of vindictive prosecution and collusion between a state and federal law enforcement, they're demanding all the records of communication between federal, state, and local law enforcement. But California is specifically battling them to restrict that cooperation. They don't want the state and the federal governments to cooperate. They don't want them to share information. But
what it is a disaster. And let me say this. California is beautiful. It's amazing. But I can't go out there anymore because the people are like crazy-eyed lunatics, especially the white people. And I'm not just saying that to be virtue signaling. It is weirdo, neurotic white people leading this. I mean, you look at the Huffington Post articles where like, hey, anti-gentrification are beating up white people and running them out of neighborhoods, and it's weird white women leading a bunch of young minorities to go beat up white people.
Right.
I mean, you know, and then if you punch them back in these towns like San Francisco, we have people on, they indict where a man punches you, you punch him back, the police arrest you, and then felony charge you if you defend yourself.
Right. No, it's gone crazy. So on the one hand,
well, like you said, they have to defend this ideology. So now they won't even convict people. And now MS-13, that's a scourge on especially Hispanics, they won't even stop known murderers or deport them because no, they're angels. Everyone is allowed to not go to jail.
Right. Because, of course, all of this was happening 2015 lead up to the 2016 election. And that was such an important thing for them to be able to push for these sanctuary cities, sanctuary states like California. That they had to let this go. You know, they're not going to defend this woman, this poor woman who had her.
By the way, have you been out to California lately? I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't enjoy going to places, especially the large cities. Now, I know
I went to Seattle,
California, that gets so upset because they're like, it's not all of us. We know you guys. We know that there are actually a lot of conservatives in California, but your voice is suppressed. If you're not in one of these bigger cities, you know, you're kind of like stuck voting the way they do.
Well, there's also massive election fraud. I mean, you saw the video in Seattle. I went there, and it's a beautiful area, a lot of nice, cool stuff, but crap everywhere, feces all over the place, heroin heads everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and then weird leftist craze running up screaming, you're a Nazi, F you,
mm-hmm.
and they look like goblins.
I remember this video. But to just have California battling against being able to communicate with state and federal government so that the immigration officials, there's no communication. They don't want them to help them whatsoever. We've got the mayor there sending out the call. Hey, by the way, there's going to be an ICE raid. Protect yourselves. You know, so they want to absolutely have no communications. But unless they want to go and defend this illegal alien, then they want to demand to know what type of communication. I mean, it's just.
Could you imagine, though,
laws for the American citizens in this country?
I mean, can you imagine, though, you've been in Mexico, you know how bad many of the cities are, the hundreds of thousands dead. You're just up there trying to become a citizen. They made it really hard. Trump's trying to make it easier. And the Democrats want it basically impossible. So you have to be in their little underworld of their control.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you, that's what's really going on, is feeding on these people.
Right. Well, you have like a 60% of Mexican Americans there in California who are for these tougher immigration laws. They don't want it to just be willy-nilly. Like, they moved away from a place that does not. It's
almost 70%. In Gallup polls, and you know it's higher than that,
right,
of Hispanic Americans, you go, yeah, we have borders, and you got to deport people that have committed felonies.
Right. We want to live in a country that abides by the rule of law. We don't want it to descend into a third world country. So, you know, but we're not allowed to hear that side, or we're not allowed to hear from those people. They're called all sorts of names by people that are in their own racial demographic. You know, you're a traitor, whatever. But meanwhile, it's really actually people who have just gotten out of that democratic prison. That prison.
Why are blue cities always have like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times the crime, human feces all over the place, and just crazy people everywhere? What is wrong with leftist cities?
Well, and honestly, that's why I love being back in Austin with you guys and being here in the safety and comfort of the Texas Central Command Center, but I don't feel safe on the streets of Austin anymore. It's weird. It has a really weird vibe here now. The energy is just totally different.
It's kind of like Seattle meets L.A.
Yeah.
And
everyone thinks they're so cool and they know so much, but they know absolutely nothing. They're living in a total.
I cut through downtown here taking some traffic, and I was looking at the people all trying to act cool and standing out on street corners, and it was just so nerdly, and they were all alone. They were all by themselves. No one was talking to anybody. They all had smartphones. They were all getting ripped off to go to South by Southwest, and it was like, these are the follower chumps.
Mm-hmm. Right. These are the people who are demanding that your First Amendment get taken away, or who, as we've got, you know, Agent Pai at the FCC and others warning us that these are the people who are going to decide future election winners. These are the people who are deciding what information you're allowed to have.
And by the way, to a person, when we go out with cameras, they say, we want to get rid of free speech of conservatives.
Right.
And it's like, man, they really want to assault us, because you take somebody's speech, next you take all their other freedoms. We got Khan here in town and the head of YouTube saying, take our free speech. Folks, you can fight back. We're going to win this battle, but it's for all the amendments. You know, the second's next. We need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the very best products out there. And with a lot of the allergies and issues and breathing things going on this time of year, let me tell you, without lung cleanse with all these key essential oils and things. Liam was saying, you know, when she got to Austin, she felt all the seasonal discomfort, all the pollen. You were saying how much this helps you.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there. We've got the new Super Silver formulation that has come out, that is in a spray bottle that is concentrated, not just with the patented form of really strong, powerful silver, Silver Sol Nano Silver. It has iodine as EDI, and it has deionized water, stevia, peppermint essential oil, and more. And it's also disinfectant for the hands. It smells good for the breath. This is our newest product, 33% off out of the gates. So it's $9.95. There is $3 of product in this. Ladies and gentlemen, the other leading brands of similar stuff has like 30 cents of stuff in it. This has $3 of product in it. I want to explain. Leading competitors, 7 times markup. At the regular price, it's got 150% markup. It's a low-cost item, so you have to have a little bit more markup to be able to do it. Right now, though, it is at $9.95 out of the gates. Get it today, part of the Super Blue family of products.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.